Namam davetsi, namam davetsi, namam davetsi. Shinran Shonin no otegami o itadaite kara hajimaritai to omoimasu. Formerly, you were drunk with the wine of ignorance and had a liking only for the three poisons of greed, anger, and folly. But since you have begun to hear the Buddha's vow, you have gradually awakened from the drunken of ignorance, gradually rejected the three poisons, and come to prefer at all times the medicine of Amida Buddha. Katsute ni mumyo no sake ni mayoi, tada musabori to ikari to guchi no sandoku wo konomu のでしたが、阿弥陀如来の本願を聞くようになったら、その迷いから覚めて、徐々に三毒のことを嫌いようになって、常に阿弥陀如来の本願の薬を好むようになったと、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。Thank you for joining us during this Independence Day weekend to remember your loved ones and friends who passed away in the month of July. 皆さんが、どうぞ、この独立記念日の週末に7月に往生した戦没者を偲ぶためにこの正月法要のお参りでございます。So this 4th of July weekend, we had some fireworks going off last night in our neighborhood. I'm sure many of you maybe had the opportunity to see some fireworks in Foster City or other places, and we're celebrating. We're particularly celebrating this great American ideal of freedom.
そしてこの独立記念日は花火を見ながらこの自由を祭るという祝日ですね。
And so freedom has meant different things to different people over the generations here in this country. Initially, it meant freedom from the oppressive rule of the British colonial government. Later, it came to mean freedom from slavery, freedom to own property and have access to the same schools as everyone else for some in our community. The freedom to marry the person you love more recently. And so these are all noble and sacred freedoms. And these are all freedoms that should be available to everyone. And the fact that our country continues to, despite challenges, affirm these freedoms, I think is one of the wonderful things about the United States.
アメリカという国によっては、自由というのは今までにいろいろな意味がありましたね。まずはイギリスの植民地から自由になって、そして奴隷であったアフリカ系アメリカ人が自由になって、後にこの日系コミュニティがそういう土地を持って、みんなと同じような学校に行けるような自由もいただいてきました。最近は自分が好きな人に結婚する自由も裁判に求めたことがあるんですけど、こういう尊い自由というのは今までにいろいろな人にいただいて、この自由というのはこのアメリカ合衆国という国の素晴らしいところの一つだと私が思っております。
At the same time, when I think about freedomI don't often have these kind of high-minded principles in mind.
ただ私が自由と考えたら、よくこういう素晴らしい理想的な自由ということを考えていないこともありますね。
Sometimes when I think about freedom, I think about the freedom to do whatever I want.
私にとっては自由は好きなようにするという自由をよく考えてきます。
And one of the things that I like to do is to eat.
私は食べるのが好きですね。
So when I think about freedom, think about the freedom to eat whatever I want.
そして自由は私が好きなものを食べる自由があるんですね。
Sometimes when I, my wife, who's very happy she's here this morning, but she does a wonderful job of helping to guide me to eat nutritious food. If it weren't for the wonderful Japanese wife that I have, I would probably be maybe 20 pounds overweight.
まあ、この素晴らしい日本の奥さん、妻をいただいていなかったら、私はまあおそらく10キロぐらい今より太ってると思います。
Sometimes this can be evidenced at the few times when I've been here in my home country of the United States and my wife's had our kids back in Japan, I invariably gained several pounds.
まあ、妻が日本に子供を連れて帰ったら私がただ一人に行って、まあ、自分が好きなような食生活をしたら必ず太りますね。
One of your good Dharma friends, Reverend Furumoto, is a good friend of mine. And I can always rely on him to point out to me when I've been eating a little too much.
まあ、Furumoto 先生はいつも私がちょっと食べ過ぎて太ってくるときは必ず府県とか会教師の集まりのときに、あ、先生太ったなと。
So Furumoto sensei will tell it to me straight. Sensei, you're putting on weight. He'll pat my belly and say, "Kore yabai ne." Pat my belly and say, "Oh, you're eating a little bit too much." It's because when I'm on my own, when I have freedom, I like to go to In-N-Out Burger for lunch. Maybe go to the local Chinese restaurant for dinner. And I like to eat out. I like to eat greasy, salty foods. And I'm seeking my own pleasure, right?
私自由だったらもう辛いものとか脂っぽいものを食べるのが好きで、その自分の楽しみを認めるんですね。
However, I think about, well, I'm seeking an immediate pleasure, but does this bring me lasting pleasure?
まあ今楽しみたいんですけど、それは長く楽しめる結果があるんでしょうか?
I get reminded by my friends and loved ones.And that doesn't always make me happy, right? We here in America don't like to be told we're gaining weight, right?
まあ、人が太ったなと言われたら、まあ楽しくはないんですね。
Then I think about my body. If I put on a little weight, maybe my back starts to hurt a little bit more. Or I get tired more easily. Or, just very simply, if I eat a big meal, I think at the time this is going to make me happy, but I wind up with a stomachache, right?
まあ、食べるときはこれを食べたら楽しむと思いながらいっぱい食べて、あとは中が痛いとか調子悪いとかとなってしまうと楽しくなかったんですね。
So this is a very basic teaching of the Buddha, that we seek our own pleasure, we seek our immediate gratification, and that this doesn't bring long-term happiness, it doesn't bring long-term satisfaction.
まあ、これは仏様、釈迦様のまあ根本的な教えですね。今楽しむこと、今楽しむばかりを求めたら、結局楽しむんじゃなくて苦しむ結果が出ますね。
So seeking only immediate pleasure generally leads to difficulty and hard times. The Buddha teaches that lasting peace of mind.Comes from letting go of this idea of me and mine.
まあ、仏様の教えは私と私のという考え方を手放したら、それが最の長くなる安心、長くなる幸せになると説かれますね。
So if I have this idea of what I want, it's just about me, right? But if I think about what will bring happiness.To the people around me, what will bring happiness to my family, to my friends, then I find that brings the lasting joy. What if for those of us who are parents, what can be more pleasurable than seeing the child on the smile on your child or grandson's face? All of us have good friends, and among our good friends, what can be more pleasurable to?See a grateful smile, to hear the laughing sound of a good friend's voice. To me, nothing.
まあ、最も楽しいことは、まあ、子供を持てる人とか孫を持てる人は、その孫の笑顔とか子供の笑顔を見るのは何よりも楽しくなりますね。まあ、みんなは友達いますね。友達がいたら、その友達の笑顔とか笑い声を聞いたら、それは何よりも幸せにさせる音ですね。
This comes from letting go of the ego, letting go of this idea of it's for me, and learning to try to help others. We're chained by our ego, Right? Our ego is what holds us back. Our idea of me, my convenience, what I want, is what often holds us back from helping others.
まあ人のためにお互いに助け合うことは自分の都合。ちょっと不便だな、ちょっと忙しいから今は。という心で、なかなか手伝う手を出さないことはあるんですけど。
The Buddha teaches that true freedom is the willingness to help others, to reach out and support others without being held back by our own convenience and our own desire for pleasure and immediate satisfaction.
仏様の御教えにおける自由というのは自由自在。これはもともとお経典から出る言葉ですね。自由という言葉は仏教の言葉です本来。
でも勝手にするという意味じゃなくて、自分が自分の都合が全然妨げにならずに人を助け合うという心ですね。
So I think of the people we remember here today. I think of so many of the dedicated people I've known at different Buddhist temples, many of whom have now passed over to the other shore. And I think about how they embody this wonderful spirit of the freedom to help others.
This year, I remember at this time of year, as we approach our Obon season, I remember a good Dharma friend of mine in Oxnard, the previous temple where I served, who well into her mid to late 80s was out there every Tuesday and Thursday evening teaching Obon Odori to everybody. She was one of the teachers, and she was out there every week teaching Odori. And I think about, you know, she must have had some aches and pains. Sure, there were other things she would rather be doing on a Tuesday and Thursday night. Probably times she felt like, you know, I really don't feel like going out to teach Odori tonight. I would rather stay home. But she always came out. Either she was teaching or she was helping others. She was taking someone aside. And I only saw her smiling at that time. I never heard one monku, not one complaint. Always smiling, always joyful, dancing the true spirit of Obon Odori. Finding that joy in helping others. Helping others to let go of this idea of me, my own embarrassment, my own two left feet. Helping people to dance beautifully and finding her true joy in that.
私が今年忍ぶ一人の方は、お盆の季節もそろそろなるんですけど、前に赴任された仏教会のオクスナード仏教会という一人の女性の方は、もう85歳を超えても毎週の木曜日と火曜日と木曜日に踊りの練習に出て指導をしたり、個人個人で人を教えたりすることをやって、多分腰も痛い時はあったと思いますし、もう疲れてもう寝たい時もあったと思うんですけど、もう毎回出て9時半までにそこにいて一緒に踊って、みんなが楽しく恥ずかしいことを忘れずに踊ることを教えてたんですね。これは私にとっては本当の自由ですね。
To me, this is true freedom. To be able to help others without any concern for one's own convenience.
自分の都合を完全に忘れずに人を助け合うというのは、本当の仏様が説かれている自由ですね。
I invite you to reflect on the loved ones you remember today. Think about the things that they may have done for you and your family over the years.
今日の忍ぶ先方者のことも考えましょう。どういうふうに家族のために、人のために一生懸命尽くしたことはあったでしょう。
In the Buddhist tradition, the word liberation, freedom, is synonymous with enlightenment.
仏様の御教えの中に解脱という言葉があるんですけど、これは言い換えたら解放、自由になる。これは悟りと同じことですね。
As we remember our loved ones today who now dwell in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha, we remember them as a presence of enlightenment. We remember them as Buddhas, for it's taught in our Pure Land scriptures that those who pass over from this shore to the shore of the Pure Land now for us dwell as Buddhas in our hearts and minds.
私たちの聖なる経典の中にこう浄土に往生した方々は仏となって私たちのところに悟りの存在であるんですね。
So in our memories of these loved ones and all that they did acting freely, freely in the way of a Buddha, not held back by their own convenience, not held back by their own desire for immediate pleasure, as we remember them in that way, they become for us in our hearts Buddhas. They join us and are present with us today here in this hall.
その方々を偲んで、その人のために尽くす生き方を思い出したら、本堂に集まってみんな共にお念仏を聞く存在となるんですね。
They gather here together with us as we become one with them, hearing the nembutsu, the words Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo Amida Butsu を聞いたら、そういう無料の慈悲、無料の慈悲、自由を聞くことですね。
Shinran Shonin says that in the passage from his letter that I read at the start of my talk, before we hear the nembutsu, we go through our lives drunk, seeking the pleasures of our own satisfaction.
Shinran Shonin はお念仏を聞く前に、こういう迷いによって、迷っぷらってるような存在にするんですね。念仏を聞いたら、徐々にその酔いが覚めて、心が阿弥陀様、お浄土のように向き変えることがあるんですね。
Hearing the nembutsu, our hearts gradually turn to the Buddha, turn to remember those loved ones who have guided us to be here today. So as we gather today on this Independence Day weekend, celebrating the goal of freedom, let us also celebrate in gratitude the true freedom found in the Buddha Dharma of those who guide us to be here today in our memories of their lives.
そしてこの祭り、自由を祭る、独立記念日の時に、ここに集まって、仏様の御教えを聞いて、この先方者が本当の自由を教えてくれることを感謝して、お念仏を申したいと思います。
This time I invite you to join me in Gassho as we remember our loved ones for the month of July.
7月の先方者を忍ぶために合唱してお念仏を申したいと思います。
南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。